Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's the Pub Army Podcast. This is the most exclusive shit we do.
It is.
Like, by far, This is the hardest to find, the most exclusive. Most of our stuff is distributed amongst, you know, a couple different places.
Yeah.
Not this one. The only place. Does your cough mic not work?
Sorry. Oh, Jesus. That's wow. Loud.
What the fuck is your problem?
Sorry.
What the fuck is your problem?
You mad at me?
Well, kinda.
I didn't mean to.
You come in
cough.
With a voice, a clear voice. We have, you know, we have equipment for that. And then it's like, sorry. Fucking bitch.
I'm sorry. I really am. Sorry.
You're really not. You don't give a fuck.
I do give a fuck.
What'd you do this weekend? Me and Blitz.
I didn't fuck.
Well, me and Blitz. Listen to this. So Friday, I'm kind of just... Tyler's fucking Johnny Boohoo. Oh,
yeah, no. Acting like fucking his wife is dead.
Yeah.
What? Oh,
what the hell?
Ace was
Tyler,
gone for like 4 days.
Are you done fucking feeling sorry for yourself?
She ain't home yet, Daddy.
I don't know what
she
to do,
home
Daddy.
Yet, Daddy. She gets home later tonight, Daddy. I'll tell you that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be home fucking... Hey, Johnny Boo, you over there?
I'm great.
Johnny Boohoo.
Johnny fucking Boohoo. Listen, Johnny fucking Boohoo, as soon as we get done, how long after the podcast is done, how long do you need before all your shit's buttoned up and you're not rushing and you do everything right? How long do you need?
I already got everything done.
Yeah, he's done. Like, he's good.
Because we're gonna change oil on your car today.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, I'm going to need, like, 10 minutes after the show. I need you to get your car and part, you know, bring it out back here in a little bit.
Okay.
I'll text you when I'm ready, okay?
Okay.
And you got most of the afternoon, don't you? Because she doesn't come in.
Right. Yeah, I'm good.
Are you picking her up tonight?
I believe so.
Of course.
She's got COVID.
What?
What do you mean?
Well, she's not doing well. She's sick.
Oh, shit.
Where'd she go? Out of state?
She's sick, but who did she hang out with?
Bunch of New Yorkers.
Her family. What does her family have?
New Yorkers.
The vaccine?
No.
Oh. Oh. COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Is your
COVID?
Girl bringing COVID back to the fucking Clem compound?
Yeah, Omicron.
I don't know. We'll see. She got tested the other night. It's negative, so she's going to get tested when she gets back.
Fucking New Yorkers. Coming down to Florida, fucking with us.
By the way, Tyler, this Saturday you'll be crowned 2021 Top Gun Series champion, will you not?
Yes, just got to make sure everything goes well.
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, don't you just have to take the green, or do you got to?
I mean, yeah, we got to get to the track first. You know, train my hit is going there or something.
Jesus Christ, Tyler.
God, you're fucking really pissing me off.
You're fucking Johnny Negative.
Yeah, fucking Johnny.
You thought I was bad.
Yeah.
Johnny Boo.
This motherfucker's talking about getting hit by a train.
It's my understanding that we just got to take the green.
Yes, yes.
If we take the green and finish last place and the second place guy wins it, I don't think that there's a big enough. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I think we should.
Have you done the calculations?
It's 72 points, so I think we should be okay no matter what.
As long as my engine starts.
If his engine doesn't start, I guarantee you we'll be pulling the fucking engine out of somebody's fucking something.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to do is just take the green.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Well, why don't you get it? Well, how much is. Okay, you're how many points ahead?
72.
How many points do you get for winning a race?
I think 200.
You get 200 points for winning a race.
Yes, I think it's 150 to start the race.
Oh, okay.
Right, so 150.
So you got a 50 difference.
That's a 50 difference. So if you finish last and the guy finished first, he would have 200 points and you'd have 150.
Correct. So
but
I mean,
you're 74 points ahead.
72.
72. Yeah. So we'll be fine.
Yeah. So.
So he's got to start the fucking race.
Yeah, but all he's got to do, he can literally pull in after the first lap, but knowing this little fuck, he's going to be up there at the front to begin with, and he's going to win it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Should have won it last time.
Now, I'm thinking, Tyler, that they're going to probably have two celebrations. They'll probably have the guy that win, if it's not you, the guy that wins the feature, and then I'm thinking they're going to do like a little, you know, points champion deal.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we'll see, but hopefully.
Well, should you call the director and see? Because, I mean, you know... I don't know. I mean, we need to be videotaping all that bullshit, and, you know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they did last year, so, but, like, yeah. I can text Ann or whatever.
Yeah, will you do that for me?
All right, I'll get it figured out.
And we're changing oil today. After we get done, give me a few minutes to get my shit together, and then I'll text you. Keep near your phone. Meet me out back.
Okay.
All right, buddy?
Got it.
So Friday night, Anna, were you sad when you were watching me and Blitz, or did you even know about me and Blitz?
I didn't know until yesterday or Saturday that you guys did anything.
So what did you do Friday?
I didn't do shit on Friday.
You could have very well. So this is how it goes down. Johnny Boohoo, Tyler I just talked to, he's all fucking tore up on Friday. He didn't want to do anything.
No.
Well, hold on. I was just going to stay in my apartment, like just hang out. Maybe, you know, Jay off or something.
Right. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, it's like a solid still Friday.
Yeah, and then I'm like, you know what? I got dispersed energy about 3 o'clock, and I'm like, I texted Blitz, and I go, listen, I don't got read anything. Tyler is with Tara. Tyler went to the Lowry Park Zoo to watch some, go look at some Christmas bullshit.
Zoo
and I was
thing.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? By the way, Tyler, I heard you guys had to walk about 5 fucking total miles. It was just unbelievable.
Wow, it wasn't bad at all.
What, I had been bitching the entire time?
Well, yeah, because you saw animals and, like, Christmas stuff, so you complained the whole time because you don't like doing that stuff.
Yeah, go ahead and imitate me. Like, what would I be doing?
You don't think he did while he was there?
Oh, I'm sure that was all a Big Bubba imitation fest. Even when the guys that are doing construction, the Get Fresh crew, when they get together, it's just all a Big Bubba imitation fest.
It is, too. Like, if I hang out with, like, Lummy or something,
yeah,
that's what it is.
You guys just turn into me.
Yeah, we do.
Be like, fucking Lummy.
Yeah. So
I only wasted 3,500 gallons, not 7. God damn it.
Give me a problem.
You got a microphone next to us?
Tyler, how did it go? Were you guys doing your Bubba impersonations at the Lowry Park Zoo?
No, not really, but we saw you there.
Stupid.
Oh, no. Here we go.
The gorilla exhibit?
Yeah, and the monkeys and the rhinos and all that.
Was there one? Hold on. Listen, you little fucker.
Manatees?
Why you got to throw me in at the fucking manatee division?
Wow, look at that badass swimming around.
Rhinos and gorillas, I'll be that all day. I don't want to be a fucking manatee. They're not tough.
Wow, look at the elephant.
Eat fucking plankton. That's all they eat. Yeah. I want to be a fucking monkey that goes and can, you know, like a big fucking gorilla that can tear you limb to limb.
Yeah.
And Blitz, aren't rhinos real fucking mean too?
They are mean as hell.
Mean as fuck.
Hippos.
You're a tiger.
Plus rhinos like the poop in the water.
So what, are you just looking at animals? Did they have lights on the animals? That might be kind of fucking cool.
No, they didn't.
Blitz, I want to party with the guy that went ahead and was able to get the lights on the fucking gorilla.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
So, didn't end well for Harambe.
Was it just you and Tara and Tarek?
Yes.
All right. Any videos, any content, anything like that? No?
I got some pictures or videos of penguins.
I was too sad, Daddy.
What's that, Lummy?
I was too sad, Daddy. I couldn't video anything.
Daddy, I was my teardrops. My iPhone doesn't work when it's wet, Daddy.
And my eyes were all blurry because they had tears in them.
Daddy, I went to touch the record button, and my iPhone screen was too wet, Daddy. Doesn't seem to work under wet conditions, Daddy. I was FaceTiming my girl, cried like a little bitch, and then you know, I went to hit record for the gorilla exhibit, Daddy. And my iPhone was all wet, Daddy. What are you immune to ribs now, kid? Hello?
I'm laughing.
Oh, okay. All right, Dad.
Because he knows it's true.
Well, listen, motherfucker, don't. Like, I wouldn't be making out with her. I know you guys are wanting to ravish each other because she's been gone a week, but I'd be careful.
Yeah,
on
if you
that.
Bring COVID back to here, motherfucker, oh, you're gonna get hurt.
I mean, Tyler, you gotta understand, it's a full blown operation we got going here.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go to California and I need to see my
Lummy's
mommy.
Lummy's got a thing at home that can't get COVID.
Yeah,
I got. I gotta see my mommy.
Well, not only that, motherfucker, but I need to. I gotta work to make some money.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't take. You know, how much time did I take off for COVID last time when it got me bad?
It was about a week.
Right?
Yeah, it was about a week.
And it fucked our business up.
Yeah, it did.
It fucks. I mean, if we're out, man, we're done. I mean, we're the standard white trash. We live paycheck to paycheck, month to month as to whether we can make the fucking paychecks.
The show is only off for one day, though.
Yeah. You guys saved the fucking day. Was able to squeeze a few nickels out of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tyler, listen, there's a lot at stake. If you get sick and pass it on to us, this is a full-blown media operation.
Yeah, I'm taking some medicine today, so.
What do you mean taking medicine? Some fucking medicine?
Oh,
you should
fuck.
Walk in there with gloves and a fucking, and a respirator, and you should walk in like the firefighters that are saving grandma out of the burning house, but you know how they have those.
Yeah, full mask.
Full everything.
How am I going to make out with my wife like that?
Yeah, but I'm going to make out with my girlfriend. I haven't seen her for 7 days, Daddy. I'm fucking dying. You are dying, too, are you not? I just find yourself laying around the apartment just sad as fuck. Johnny, sad fuck.
It's just different.
Yeah. God, you're so tore up over that, aren't you, kid?
Fucking COVID, I swear.
He's tore up over her going on vacation.
I know.
She's not like, hey, we need a break. We're going to break up. Nothing. Yeah, she's like, hey, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah. None of that shit. Us real guys have gotten broke up on, fucking cheated on, left. Yeah. I've come home. I mean, I'm afraid of abandonment because every chick that's left me fucking, I came home to an empty house and a long note in cursive.
Yeah, with that's a tape. With a tape.
Yeah, with a tape.
Listen to this,
motherfucker. Listen to this, motherfucker. With a cursive, handwritten, long, double-sided fucking notebook paper chaser. Woo! Hey, you know you're fucked when you come home and there's a big, long letter waiting for you on the bed.
Oh.
Never good.
It's never good. It's never, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you today and how fucking great of a guy you are. And God, I fucking love you and like hanging out with you. And you got a big cock.
Yeah, you're
and
lucky
you
I don't kill you in your sleep.
You fuck me good. And just, God, you're just doing a lot of cool things. No, it's, I was scrolling through your phone last night and found fucking 5 kickout pics. It's over.
That's why I hide that shit.
It's over. I'm moving my shit out. You're still at work. Yeah, you see, that's the bad thing about working here. They know you're at work. They can fucking completely move out while you're on the air. Hey, is he still on? Yeah, well, he's at least 15 fucking minutes away. Just keep fucking packing. Don't pack until you hear the credits roll. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep on throwing shit into that U-Haul until then.
It's the fucking worst. Listen, Tyler, just be careful. One, we're changing your oil today because I got me a new car lift. And two, just be careful because she might have the COVID.
No, I know. She's going to take a test probably today. So
yeah,
we'll
she's going to take a
test.
After we get done making out.
Yeah. After we have our monkey business, then you know what? She's going to take a test, and it don't matter what it says, Dad. I don't give a fuck. Because if she gets COVID, I want COVID. I want to get through COVID with her.
I want her COVID.
I told her, hey, Ace of Base, I love you so much. If you want to give me your COVID, I'll take it off your hands for you.
Oh, God.
We want COVID together.
Yeah. All right, see, oil change today. Okay, Ken.
Yeah, got it.
So, Anna, Friday night, I'm fucking, it's like 3 o'clock. I'm like, I text Blitz. I go, hey, Blitz. And he's like, yeah. And I go,
No, you said, what was it? Hey?
Just hey.
Hey, that's,
oh, that's
it.
The worst.
And I'm like, oh, shit, what'd I do?
So he goes, hey, what's up? And I go, hey, buddy. If I put a buddy in there, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it starts out with hey, and I'm like, oh no, what do I do?
Yeah, so.
Like, it's Friday, man. Like, I want a good weekend. I swear I didn't do anything, man. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got him. I got fucking the Rhino Rally already on my shit.
I know.
And it's not even 4 o'clock on Friday. Usually it takes a motherfucker till Saturday to figure some shit out. But he is on some shit today.
Yeah.
Here, so
I know you're at camp right now on your foiler, but I need that number right now.
So I go. At 4:06, hey, Blitz comes back with a yo.
Right.
I go, Tyler's going with Tara to the Lowry Park Zoo gimmick.
Yep.
How hard would it be for me to fire up Twitch and do a single screen? And you go, Blitz goes, ha, dude, I was actually thinking about going live later, but didn't have any idea to do with what. I can set up a single screen right now. I go, how about we just go down and do it together about 6 or 7?
Yep.
He's like, okay. Well, I can't tell you what he's gonna, what he says now. He goes, I'm a little bit busy right now, but this situation will be better in a couple hours. And I go, how about 7? Just me and you. And he goes, that works. I said, see ya, bud. Split screen, Willie.
Yep.
So we were bored as fuck. So I went and got a T-Quest Bubba 199 deal, which that ended up fucking being a whole big thing. First of all, let's just set something straight.
Okay.
Me and Blitz were kind of partying. Okay.
Yeah.
We were on a very rare setup. Were mm-hmm. we not?
We were.
I think it would be considered we were dialed the fuck in.
Yeah.
Me and Blitz were dialed in. So Anna, we go on the air with a Blitz. I mean, with a T-Quest Bubba 199.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old school CD.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I just went and got one of these fucking old school CDs and.
Oh yeah, I saw. And threw what happened?
What do you mean you saw?
Well, John from Naples.
Right.
Posted something about you two.
Him and his glasses or something?
Oh, so you're like, holy shit, did I miss something?
Yeah. That's when the CD was skipping. Right.
So it's Friday night. Me and Blitz are complete fucking losers. Well, he already had his afternoon crick to light. And I don't have that.
Yeah, Khaled, I see you.
So we start playing Bubba 199 on Friday night, just fucking hanging out.
Showbiz porn.
All right, so we do that for about 45 minutes. We raise all kinds of fucking money. Like a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Do good as shit.
CD well, skipping like a motherfucker.
CD skipping. So then I'm like, well, fuck this. I'm here at the studios, and, you know, JD Cakes just gave me her fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in the back.
Oh, my. And Blitz, you know what? It's pretty fuck. I mean, it's nice. It's a pretty decent. It's a hell of a lot better than one we had before.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the glass beads and shit like
that. It doesn't really heat you up that good, but it's awesome ambiance.
For ambiance.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Blitz, I'm thinking about putting it back there where the smart car is.
Like out in the grass?
In the grass.
Okay.
The reason why is because it's just in the middle. Where it's at
now,
it's
in the way. I know
that. It's in the fucking way. But
no,
if
I know,
could
I know.
Move the smart car.
Okay.
I got it charging right now. Move the smart car and then mow back there. And then put the fire pit in that little corner right there.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm the fire pit's in the verge of being moved. But anyway, Anna, we sit by the fire pit. Well, then the merch crick texts me and says she's 15 minutes away from the studios because she got 6 orders. And mm-hmm. God forbid that she could fucking hang out somewhere on Friday night because she's obsessed with getting your orders filled. I'm not kidding you. The merch crick absolutely fucking, it's her, she just, literally, if somebody ordered something at 9 a.m. this morning, it will be in the mail by noon today.
She's like Amazon.
Nice.
She's like Amazon with big tits.
Yeah. Sure, she's getting paid a lot.
Yeah, titty prime. That's what we call
it. You know what? The merch crick is Titty Prime.
Is that her new name? Titty Prime?
No.
Well, we can't use it, though.
Let's just stick with fucking merch crick, okay? Fuckhead.
Yeah, the service she offers is Titty Prime.
Yeah. Anyway.
Pay extra for that.
Blitz, now, yeah. I do have an argument with her. She thinks that these jerseys are going to sell.
Okay.
Because of how rabid the Bubba Army is.
Okay.
The jersey that I wore.
Well, we're going to do a... Don't forget, too, we've got a whole YouTube series with her ready to go.
What do you mean?
Merch Crick tries food for the first time.
Oh, because
apparently
right.
That bitch don't eat food.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't know about the Merch Crick. Her parents, she was not a single kid, but she was the baby.
Okay.
And I think the other ones had kind of moved... She was kind of like maybe a mistake. And... Well, actually, she was her mom's only child, and her father had a couple of girls before he married her mom.
Okay.
And so it was her mom. It was her only child. And so the merch crick is growing up in wherever the fuck she grew up with,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't like food, you know, like regular food. So her mom takes her to the pediatrician and says the only thing she likes are biscuits. Pizza, French fries, and that's it. That's about it.
Standard American diet.
Yeah, French fries, pizza, biscuits, toast.
But when you say that's it, like, that's literally it.
That's it.
What about, like, a vegetable?
Nope.
Potato.
Like macaroni, though? No.
What about, like,
hold
a
on, chili,
piece of fruit?
Macaroni? Here. I'll go through the merch cricks, what I think
diet.
The merch cricks are. Macaroni and cheese.
Pizza.
Biscuit.
Chicken nuggies. No chicken nuggets.
Hot dog.
Well,
we did get her to try one.
Yeah,
on the campfire on the fireside dwelling.
Yep, with a straw.
What about for like breakfast? She just eats breakfast.
Two pieces chili, like a piece of toast. She likes cereal.
Oh no, she said she eats the only way she'll eat an egg is French toast. She said.
Yeah, she likes French toast.
Right.
Yeah.
Bacon.
She likes bacon.
A salad.
She likes salami.
Salad.
What?
Salad. What about fruit? Has she had an apple? Or?
I believe she said that the vegetables that she eats are. She started with olives. She said
olives are good.
Olives.
The only vegetable she eats is olives.
She like cheese.
She likes cheese. She loves the fuck out of cheese.
Okay.
So anyway,
that's a protein.
Like a PB&J.
No. She hates peanuts. She does not like peanut butter and jelly. No. So her and I have a bet. Blitz, talking about my limited edition,
okay,
you know, one of a kind, the Mike Schmidt throwback Phillies jersey that mm-hmm. I wore at Atlantic City in July 12th of 2008, and then the Jack Lambert, authentic Jack Lambert. God, I look good as fuck there.
You did.
Do you guys see that?
Yeah.
Let me show you.
Super hot.
Look at that.
Look at the hairs dialed in.
Yeah, it's a 2X.
And that's a 2X, too.
Good as fuck.
Anna, if you see that, you're like,
yeah,
man,
I'm like, about to climb all over that.
Yeah, that guy looks like he's playing football.
Well, fuck. That guy looks like he just got off the fucking practice squad right
climbing
there.
Climbing like a houseplant.
What? What?
Climb me like a houseplant.
What the fuck is
talking
that
about the
mean?
Way cats climb houseplants? What are you talking about?
Cats don't climb
houseplants. Because houseplants... climb.
I don't know.
Just really slowly, though.
Hold
like
on.
Really, really slow. What
so
the fuck?
We have these two limited edition jerseys that were worn by me, and she priced them double of what they're going for retail, throwback wise.
So here,
and she doesn't. I don't think they're gonna sell.
I do.
She thinks they're gonna sell.
Here's the weird.
I don't think they're gonna.
I
here's
do.
The weird thing is.
What do you think? Because you got a good pulse.
You can't use the value of the jersey on what they sell for because the people that buy that are buying it because of who the jersey is. Well, the ones you have, to those people, you've ruined it by signing your name on it.
Right.
It's the people that are into you that want to buy them, but you can't use the value of the jersey itself.
Someone messaged me and said that they were probably going to buy the Mike Schmidt one. They were there, too, and they like Mike Schmidt.
Well, now, if you like Mike Schmidt and you were there, then you and you haven't gobbled this up, then you're going
to
lose it out.
And to that, I agree. I think that they will sell.
I don't know.
Maybe not right away, but somebody will want them.
Yeah.
I got more shit I'm thinking about putting up there. Anna, any panties from you? Man, Anna, do you know
you want
how...
some granny panties?
No, but Anna, I don't... Blitz, is it illegal...
to ship them.
No, hold on, no. We're not selling them anywhere. Like,
what?
we're not selling them on Twitch or anything like that. If people would go to my website, organically stumble upon it, and it said Anna Humble's used panties.
No, I'm just saying, legally, it's illegal to ship them.
Why?
Because it's biohazard.
Her specifically, or
yeah,
just
I mean, people,
all
look,
women?
People do it all the time. I mean, they ship all kinds of stuff, but technically.
Well, and Bubba, the post office is not like you, so.
Right. True. I mean, technically, it's illegal to ship them.
Anna.
Yeah?
Listen, we're completely make-believing here.
Okay. Look, how much are they? Because we could cut the whole shipping thing out of this.
All right. What I'm saying, at Blitz, is I'm just talking fun time with Anna right now, okay?
Yeah.
But Anna, what if we went to Walmart or something and bought, like, you know, 25 pairs of girls' underwear?
Yeah. Wait, let's go to the sexy ones.
The cute. No, but the cute ones.
So from, like, Target, then?
Well, no, but like these. Let me see if I can just show you a couple
like
examples.
Like boy shorts.
Yeah, well, hold on.
I know what you want.
Hold on.
Okay.
Girls, boy, shorts, panties.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, hold on, set it up. All right. So Anna, like those.
Those are hot as shit, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Blitz. About time you and I agree on something.
Oh, God.
All right, Anna.
Yeah.
So now, Blitz, you can get a 5-pack of these for $30, okay?
Okay.
So, that what is that? $6 a piece?
Mm-hmm.
They're $6 a piece. So, Anna.
Yeah.
We have six total dollars in the cost of what we need you to wear. You wear them each one day. And we just take a little picture, and we don't take a picture of you wearing them. We just take a picture of you, like, maybe, you know, how you hold the waistband up just to show what, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, that kind of, through, over the, whatever I'm wearing.
Like this.
Like, you, like, if pull them up a little bit.
If you just like this.
Bubba standing up to show you.
Yeah.
Like this.
I got it. Yeah.
And they could see that it was the same pattern that you
right.
got right there. And that's all we did. Like, that's
no
all we
bare
did.
Ass photos.
No, just a...
Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Like side hip lift deal.
I got it.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, and whatever you, like, just, you're just basically taking the waistband out and showing that it is
just
the
verifying
panty.
Verifying I am wearing
like,
that pair.
Like, if we were selling the purple one, you'd see the purple waistband.
Of course.
If you're doing the black one up top, you'd be the black one.
I got it.
Now, what if guys would pay, like, you know, $50-$60 for those things? And you have 5 shows a week. Five times 50, we got $5 in it, $45 profit. That's like $200 and some a week just for wearing panties to work.
Which I have to do anyways.
Well, you should. And all you do is you wear them for the entire show. And then before you leave, you just go in the bathroom and put your panties on and give us these panties.
Shouldn't she, like, go for a jog first, too?
Ew.
No, see, I'm not even trying
I don't like jogging with those.
Anna.
They go on my butt.
Anna.
It hurts.
Anna.
Have you ever tried
business.
To run in a thong? It's not.
Everybody's shutting the fuck up right now so I can get a word in.
Sorry.
No, Anna, I, unlike Blitz, who wants to have you firmate up in them, I don't want you. I just want you to wear them during the show. That's it. I don't want you to fermentate them or nothing like that.
Oh, man.
I don't want you to, you know, get them all... No.
Brewing beer?
Nope. I just want you to wear them. You obviously put them on at home.
Yeah.
And you bring then you bring your own pair.
Can we... I mean, people that would buy these pay extra for the jogging session?
No, I think that's going to get cumbersome.
Okay.
I think they're $55, and she wore them on the show. Boom. After the show, and she's done... She goes into the bathroom. She puts her take-home panties on.
Yeah, which go up to my belly button and cover my full butt.
Cover her tits. They go over her tits. She's got these granny panties that go over her tits.
Leotard on.
She's got these granny panties that go over her tits.
I like an inch-thick waistband.
A fucking onesie.
Yeah. And then Anna, you know, you drop off. You have a little. We have like a little bag, like a
Ziploc.
$1,700 a month.
Little zip. What? I make $1,700 a month selling my used underwear on Craigslist. Well, Craigslist isn't around anymore.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, but you don't have to use Craigslist. I mean,
you don't?
You can use Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can.
I'm kidding.
Can you?
No, you I don't know if you use your panties. Shop.
Hold on. Netflix cancels a bunch of shows?
No, don't click on that.
Oh, those are all. No. Yeah, those are all bullshit ads.
Scam.
Don't ever click that.
I clicked off of that.
Puppy in a box.
Now they got
so,
you.
So, Anna, for like
you got,
real,
you got
Anna.
Clicked out.
Yeah, Anna. Bubba, I would do it for money.
No, for real.
Yeah, for real.
And we would split, I'd split the profits with you 50-50.
Oh. Really? Okay.
Well, what the fuck? How else? You want to do it on your own? Fuck you then.
What? I didn't say anything.
No, she was all about it.
Oh, okay.
No, she
that
said
was Blitz being negative.
No, I said oh is
Anna,
what I
can
said.
Can you tell him to stop being negative,
stop
on,
negative
your, on your
stop.
Fucking great deal?
God damn. All right,
so hold on.
Money.
Hold on. Yeah. Let's say we just straight sell
poopy pill panties
for $55. Okay? Well, we got a $50 margin.
Do you fart? Can you fart in them?
What the fuck are you into, Blitz?
I'll tell you, he's a fucking goddamn
Jesus
weirdo.
Christ.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Sick freak.
He is.
Shit.
Like, I was talking to somebody about him this weekend. I'd be like, yeah, he's. You wouldn't believe how young his chicks that he's fucking are.
And he's fucking
how young
weird,
are they?
Oh, I'm not going to say anything, but it's fucking
they're
weird.
Of age at least.
Yeah. Oh.
Depends who you ask.
Depends on the state.
If you were to ask, you know, the average person, who do you think's fucking dark and dirtier? Blitz or Bubba? 99.99 would say, oh, Bubba, that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Blitz.
What?
Is a fucking absolute
he's a sexual deviant, isn't he?
Borderline?
Yeah.
He just preys on him so young. It's
kind
fucking
of
that. It's kind of creepy. He's almost 40 years old.
He is fucking 40 years old.
No, I'm almost 40. I'll be the 40 eventually.
He's 40. Motherfucker's 40.
He's almost not 40.
Be
he's
his
almost
daughter.
Sold.
I mean, these could almost be his grandchildren. Fucking weirdo. My God. He was showing me some pictures Friday, and I'm like,
oh, wow.
Damn, she's in your bed, she's spread. She's how old? 22. What the fuck, Blitz?
She's not that old.
I'm like, I did have a conversation with somebody. I'm like, man, Blitz is fucking like some young. Huh? Young as fuck.
Younger than you, Bubba?
Younger than me?
Whoa.
Mine are all, well, let me see what the age difference of mine average. I'd say 16 years. That's about
old?
No.
Oh.
Difference. Difference.
Oh.
All right, so what's Blitz? How old are you, Blitz?
40
minus 16. Oh, he's rolling about the way I roll.
24.
Yeah. So I guess I can't really fucking hate.
Yeah, but he's
it just gets creepier when they're when they still have the word ager after him.
Yeah, and when they're 24 and they're
when you're fucking teenagers.
Yeah, 24 ager.
Yeah, like as soon as you turn 20, you can't put ager after there. But when you're 18 and 19, then you're fucking teenagers. And if you got the ager moniker by what you're fucking.
Motherfucker, you'd be fucking 18 year olds if you could too.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I don't think I would.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm too set on my ways. I almost need older women.
Really?
Like over 40.
Really?
No,
you keep telling yourself
right
that,
there,
buddy.
Right there, I think 40 is my sweet spot.
Okay.
I really do. I think 40 is kind of my sweet spot.
Why not younger than that?
Well, I could go younger. I just don't think that they're going to put up with my shit.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wouldn't it be the opposite that older women are less likely to put up with your shit?
Nah,
not if you find the right broken ones.
Yeah. Wow. Oh. Jesus, Blitz.
No, what?
Did you hear what the fuck he said?
I did.
Anna, could you tell us what he said?
I don't even know if I want to repeat it.
If you find the right broken ones.
No, I'm even saying for me. What are you talking about?
Oh, whatever. You fucking
don't
go to UT chicks that you know
no,
that you can break them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, University of Tampa's not even a real school.
You're the reason. Like, you're talking about the chicks that, you know, are
I'm looking for
way.
Chicks with daddy issues. What
he's
are you talking
going
about?
To, exactly.
I want the broken one.
You're breaking them even more.
I know. I want the broken one.
You're breaking them more.
Yeah, but they're 18, buddy.
Breaking them down.
Oh, what? 18.
So what? Coming out of math class and just railing them.
Yeah.
So anyway, Blitz and I decided to quit Twitch and then to go do an hour out on live on Facebook. Well, then the merch crick rolls in.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings hot dogs, and we're roasting weenies.
With metal straws?
With metal straws. And then Blitz wants some shit. I don't know. And I'm just tore the fuck up.
Oh, I went and got hummus and pita chips.
I'm just tore the fuck up. I then let me go out and talk to the goats.
Oh, how
and
were
let
they?
Me, they get start. They get real.
Were they talking back?
They were scared of the camera.
Oh, were they?
They're, you know what, Lummy? I got to tell you, those goats are as fucking scaredy catty as you are.
Well,
they're afraid of everything, are they not?
Well, they fucking are awesome off camera. Then I pull up, like, try to get them to do something, and then they just sit there and stare at you.
No, I know. Well, they're but hold pussies. On. Don't you think like they're scared of everything?
Well, do you remember why you walked over there? Because Baby was king of the hill, and Hootie was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, how often does this happen? Where Baby's at the very, very top, and Lummy, I'm sorry.
Hootie was like hiding underneath.
And Hootie's nowhere to be found.
I saw that. I think the only other time I saw that was he on top of that little like.
No, he was on
roof?
The top of everything.
Yeah, the little roof part.
Yeah, he was on the top. Yeah.
I mean, Baby?
Baby.
Yeah, Baby was all the way up there.
Yeah, I saw that on
somebody choking.
Wednesday.
Is somebody choking? Sounded like somebody was choking.
No.
I saw that Wednesday, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? I think, yeah, Hootie.
Lummy, is our shower, have we cleaned it and bleached it and all that? Remember we were going to do that?
Big Red
was... Still waiting for that wood to dry.
Yeah.
That wood's dry by now.
It was, I mean, it'd been soaked up in there.
But will you admit that you've not checked it today?
Oh, no, I have not checked it today.
Not you, fuck him.
Oh, I did this morning.
And it's still wet?
Yeah, a little bit, like right in the crease there. Right, like well, once it dries out, it'll be fine. But
well, I want to get that equipment moved in there.
I know.
As fast as we can, so we can start doing some shit with the stage. And I need Big Red to cut that pole off, Lummy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gotta concentrate on getting the stage ready for BARP,
yep.
And including but not limited to the Hall of Fame busts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before too long, guys, it's gonna fucking be here.
Yeah.
So Anna, if I order. What if I just order 5 and we do it on a 5-panty trial?
Okay.
No. Why are you trying to make me look crude? Feel creepy?
No. Yeah, we can do
before
it.
Before you order these panties, Bubba, is she actually going to do this shit or is she all talk?
I don't know because I feel as if she's just all talk.
She's not going to end up. She's going to end up not doing
Anna,
it.
Anna, if you don't want to do it, then it's not a big
deal. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, she won't do it.
What? I don't want to.
Why?
Because it's weird. I don't want people to, I don't know, it's just weird. That's when the creepy guys start following you around and you end up on Dateline. And
hold on, man, let me see here.
What?
5 times 50 equals 250.
That's 125.
And then they're how much?
$6.
They're how much? For,
you said those are $6.
They're 30. So it's 220. And they'll probably be what, like maybe $1 to ship, probably at max.
But you probably $6 or $7 a pair.
Oh, you are again. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. It's not going to weigh any more than a letter.
But you got to put it in an envelope though, or like a padded
all
envelope
right, I'm
deal.
Not listening to fucking Blitz.
So it's probably like $4 or $5.
He's absolutely just—he's borderline impossible to deal with.
I'm being serious. You think it's $1 to ship those?
Yeah.
There's no way.
I know. I know it more than you do.
Well, Bubba, just
divided by
add
two.
Add the bag, and usually, remember, it puts the shipping right there.
So Anna, that would be $105 extra dollars for you, and $105 for me for just brokering the deal. And you wouldn't do that? Just wear panties that you were just regularly wearing. For $105, you think guys are going to sniff them and be able to track you down and start stalking you?
I don't know. I just feel like that's step one of that whole process of ending up on Dateline 48 hours. Mm. You know?
First 48.
Yeah.
They're going to get my DNA and clone me.
Oh, God. Let's not do it then.
Now Lummy's against it.
And the bad thing about it, or you have the other end of the spectrum, and they don't sell at all.
Oh. Yeah, that's just as hurtful.
And then she's like, wow, I wish somebody would buy my vaginal juice and the secretions absorbed by my fucking panties.
Ew.
Jesus.
Or when the truckers are calling in brokering, I'll give you $5 for them.
Yeah, the trucker's calling and
yeah, and they're saying they fucking want them.
They're listed for 55, and he talks to the merch cricket and offers her five. She wants to know if we'll take five. That's less than what we paid for.
Then you're losing money on the deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so you really, I mean, deep down on the deal, you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it, no.
For real?
Yeah. What? I don't know. It's not on brand for me.
Nothing's on brand for you, sweetie.
I have things on brand.
You don't like anything.
I get a Rubik's Cube. Maybe sign them.
We're going to sell Anna.
I'll rub my sniz on a Rubik's Cube.
Anna, so let's just be honest. What else do you got that people would want to buy? Let's just be honest.
Nothing.
Let's just break this shit right on down.
Ain't no
We're going to be completely honest with each other. Like, you can be honest with me, like, Bubba, you know, you need at least some fucking way. You know, you could probably come be honest and tell me there's a lot of shit I need to do.
Right.
Well, let's just try to break down. If we were to do something marketing-wise, like the Lummy Investigate shirt sold well.
Yeah.
Blitz Click did very well. Clem's Click did well.
Yeah.
Air Bubba's doing good. Mm-hmm. Let's Go Brandon's doing good. We're like, okay, Anna, it's time to do something, you know, about you.
Oh, God.
And what do you think? People would want to fucking actually buy. People aren't going to buy an Anna Hummel fucking t-shirt.
Oh, yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
What would be on it? I don't even know.
Exactly.
9/11, the real story.
Two twin towers with your fucking horse face in the middle. I don't even fucking know. Like JFK and your Jackie Onassis, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm crawling up on the motorcade.
We're just trying to get away
from the seat.
You're the motorcade Secret Service guy that was grabbing part of the skull.
Yeah.
Tried to play Ruby. Yeah. Like what? What are we gonna do?
Like Epstein and Ghislaine, but it's my face instead of Ghislaine's.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe something like that.
Or do we just have a pair of panties that you wore for 4 hours? That's it. It wasn't a pair of panties that you jogged around the block. It wasn't a pair of panties that you worked out on. It wasn't a pair of panties you put on for Blitz Fucked. None of that.
Okay.
It's just a pair of panties worn by you, game used, so to speak. But you don't want to do it. It's not in your, quote unquote, it's not my brand. Well, what the fuck is your brand?
It's the Anna brand,
though. It's not wearing panties. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Okay.
It made me feel weird.
I think there'd be some chicks that
I honestly am more concerned that people won't buy them.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think there'd be some chicks that would buy some Blitz underwear.
There you go.
Don't get stop with it.
Yeah, pair of thieves.
Lummy trying to blow his shit up. You know what, Lummy? I'm mad at you right now.
Why? I've seen on Facebook, and you know that there's women that actually
shut up
are Blitz marks. I was just trying to make you money.
No, all you're trying to do is put him over, but you always put me over, but then you always hedge your bets with him. You're such a fucking Benedict Arnold.
I didn't say anything negative.
You even know what Benedict Arnold is?
Yes.
What?
A traitor against the country. But that was actually getting you money if Blitz sold him on your website, Bubba Army Shop.
I don't know who Benedict Arnold is.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
That's how fucking stupid you are.
I don't know.
Stupid enough not to. There's not a person that I know, a girl that I know, that you said, hey, listen, you won't make $110 extra dollars a week by just wearing these panties. You don't have to have a conversation with these guys. You don't have to fucking do anything. You just wear them and give them to us when you're done. That's it. I think most women would be like, fuck yeah, for an extra $110,
mm-hmm.
just wear panties. I don't got to fucking, you know, make a clan chowder out of them or knock the little man out of the boat or rub my sniz or nothing. I don't got to do nothing of that.
And you're already wearing them.
And you're already wearing them. Like, you need underwear. You know what? And the deal's off the table, too, on it. I'm not trying to hard sell you on the deal. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
You already said you didn't want to do them. I already hate you.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't hate you. I don't hate you.
You're frustrated with me. I can sense.
And it's not even disappointed. It's frustration. Mm-hmm. I love it. Make sure you put that in your employee report.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, next Tuesday.
I think we're done, right? I'm fucking over this shit. Are you guys done?
Edit it, post it.
Thank you, everybody. BubbaArmyMerch.com.